Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Rob Jolis is here. Rob's back. Rob's a longtime Brain Trust member, more than 13 years now that we've been putting up with him. I mean, we've been enjoying his him joining us on a regular basis. He's the president of Jolis & Associates. He's a global traveler. He helps people put their best foot forward in the marketplace, especially in the area of taking care of customers, finding and taking care of customers. He's the author of a number of books, including Mental Agility, including The Way of the Road Warrior, including the new one, his new book, How to Change Minds, The Art of Influence Without Manipulation. He's our good friend, Rob Jolis. Welcome back to the show.
Always great to be here. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Good to have you back. You know, Rob, recently I know you wrote an article about doing your best, about trying as hard as you can, and especially when you're focused on helping customers. You know, when I think about what small business owners do every day, they really do try hard. And I've said, as I said before you got here, if we get the rest of the world to work and to commit themselves and to have a reason to try the way small business owners do, this world would be a better place. What do you think?
I totally agree. You know, what I wrote about, and for me, what the challenge was, is that sometimes when we're in the trenches, as you describe, and we're fighting and working and fighting, and we have this reason to try hard. You know, we have a big climb. We have a big presentation. I'm always curious about how hard we try when we don't have as much on the, when we forget and we think mm-hmm. we don't have as much on the line. Notice how to correct myself there,
right?
Because I think we always have a lot on the line,
right?
You know,
and it's called all in.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I don't know about you, Jim, but sometimes I get clients and they'll tell me, listen, we've got a, you know, the head of distribution is going to be in this audience. we hope that doesn't make you uncomfortable or nervous.
No pressure.
Yeah, well, to me, it's actually one of the nicest things you can do.
Yeah.
Because now you've given me a reason to fight even harder. You see, I'm always looking for a reason to fight hard. And I know that sounds strange, but let's pretend that we've been in business for 10, 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I get concerned. What happens when the head of distribution isn't in the back of the room? You see what I mean? And then how do we summons up that, you know, that fight, that courage?
Right. Well, to me, the term here is what I call seeking excellence. Mm-hmm. Not perfection, but excellence. And I've been like you, I've been giving speeches for a long time. I've been addressing audiences and training and moderating and keynoting, et cetera, for a long, long time. And I have never not gotten, even if it was the 10th time or the 20th time I'd given said the same thing. I know each audience is going to be different. And I always get just a little bit of butterflies. And I decided a long time ago that was one of the best things that could happen to me, because that meant that I wasn't going to take anything for granted, that I was going to overcome that, I was going to have to seek excellence. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. I'm 30 years at this now, Jim, and the fact is I completely agree with you. I'd have butterflies if I don't have butterflies. In other words, I'd be nervous if I didn't have a little bit, and I actually don't like the nervous. I like the word anxiety. I like to be anxious.
Okay? Sir Laurence Olivier, I remember he was interviewed near the end of his, not only his career, but his life. And he said, the last performance I did, I had butterflies just as if I were a kid.
Well, and I bet it was a great performance.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
We're back on the same thing. A lot of what happens when we don't have that anxiousness? That's what concerns me. I'm almost looking for a reason to have that anxiousness. And what pushed this article out of me, Jim, was I went to Switzerland. And there I was writing in my laptop how excited I was and Boy, mm-hmm. if you can't get yourself up for a presentation in Switzerland, mm-hmm. you've got an issue. But what happens when it's Topeka? Not, you know, less Topeka, but what right. happens when it's your backyard? How do we fight? How do we find that reason then? Mm-hmm. And that's when I started thinking. You see? And you know what I came up with very simply? I thought to myself, of course there's a reason. There's always a reason. And the reason is your personal pride. We don't have to have the head of distribution in the room. We don't have to have all in, everything counting on this meeting. Because just knowing that my integrity and my pride are up in front of right. this room, in front of that client, that's the reason to
and
fight.
For small business owners, you know, the thing I'd remind them about is when they wake up in the morning and they look in the mirror and they say, you know, does anything I'm doing matter? I'm just a small business owner in flyover America or wherever. You know, is anything I'm doing, is all this effort I'm making, does it really matter? And I remind them that yes, it does matter. It matters to your employees. It matters to your customers. It matters to your neighbors. It matters to your community. It matters to your region. I mean, you're part of a whole that would not be as good as well off if you weren't there, if you didn't do your best. And so what you do does matter. I think sometimes that's what happens. If we ever get into a place where we're not trying, it's because we're wondering if what we're doing matters.
Right.
And if you're a small business owner, everything you do matters. What I worry about, though, is our employees. Not only my employees, your employees, but employees of big companies. You know, we as the leaders of our organizations, we have to make sure that they feel a reason to try every time. What do you think?
I couldn't agree with you more. I can't remember an interview where I've agreed with you so much. Something must be wrong. but I do, and I think that we lose that. And even as presenters, Jim, how often do we, when we're on our game, remember that not only am I going to tell this audience how this is going to help the corporation, what I'm going to talk about, or help them on the job, which is what I'm going to talk about. But what about helping them personally? I always put that third with them. What's in it mm-hmm. for me? Always put that in my presentation because I think that's part of the formula to inspire that audience.
Right.
It's all three. All three.
Right. Absolutely. Hey, Rob, I need your website, please.
Well, that's an easy one. JOLLES.com.
All right. And then find your books there.
You can find my books, Amazon. I've got audio books out now. They're all over the place.
Subscribe to his Blarticle.
Oh, yeah.
You can, which he posts every week. How to Change Minds, The Art of Influence Without Manipulation. That's a new book. That's what we're going to talk about in the next segment. Influence. Is it good? Is it bad? What is it all about? Influence. Right after these messages, 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame, right back with Rob Jollis.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.